You're saying it's just feeling? Just feeling? Pleasant feeling? Unpleasant feeling? It's all?
Yeah, just feeling.
Just feeling. Doesn't matter.
So the purpose of studying Dhammas is to accept different feelings. Accept different feelings when they come. Is that right?
One part is not really that one part is when is to say about the pleasant and pleasant feeling or others clarity like, things for better feeling and plan the task and make decision.
I think that this is the benefit of understanding because it's better than not understanding. Even right now, they're saying better to understand it or not to understand it. Just this is beneficial enough. To know that it's a reality is so real that no one can condition it to arise at all. So everything is conditioned. Your whole life from the very beginning to the end and also previous and next, anything which arises is conditioned. Who can do anything, just develop understanding that that is where, it's the Dhamma way, it's the way of Dhamma.
We could say to accept, like you say, whatever feeling or whatever reality appears, but also to understand that it is just a Dhamma, not Sun, not Mai, not anyone at all. So just different feelings, different moments of seeing and hearing, not belonging to anyone at all. Is that correct?
Yeah, in the pure reality is like this, but still I will, how can I say? Because I can say in normal life, when there is unpleasant feeling, I will find a way to avoid that. And when there is pleasant feeling, okay, I enjoy that. And then if cannot find a way, okay, it's like this.
Does he don't mind at all about whether it's pleasant or unpleasant feeling?
No, it's an how can I say? Because in
it arises and goes away.
Yeah.
The benefit of its arising is to understand that it's not in your control at all. No one can control it.
Yeah, but it is in theory, in pure reality. But I still live with my eyes, so I still find a way. It's
you think?
Yeah, but I think that when I cannot find a way, okay, it's like this.
You think that sometimes you soon can avoid the unpleasant feeling, and when it's a pleasant feeling, you can have more, and then sometimes it doesn't work, so okay, never mind. But, and you know that in the pure Dhamma, actually there is no you who can avoid it, but you think you can avoid it or have more at certain times, right?
Not you can avoid it, but okay. There is three door here, there is a fire, I don't wait until the fire come with me and then okay, just like this is the connection because I will find a way to open any door that I can to get out of the house. That's my idea.
Okay, where's the fire?
Huh?
Where is the fire?
The fire.
Now, is there any?
No.
No fire at all?
Yeah.
So no need to go away, out of the door.
Yeah, but it's just an example when there is a fire.
What is fire?
Fire is Dhanagas for me. And anything Dhanagas, I see the Dhanagas is a fire, something like that.
Would you like to be in or on the fire?
No.
Mm-hmm. Can we say that the unwholesome realities are like fire?
Like loba. Is loba a fire?
Loba is a fire.
Which burns.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Like a fire.
Yeah. But
what is the most dangerous fire of all?
Good locals.
But the loba, you cannot, it's, it attached to you, you cannot, it's a reality, you cannot avoid that.
You cannot do it.
Loba burns what? When you use the term fire, it burns. And loba is like fire because it also burns, but it burns what?
So, I think you were using the example of escaping from a fire as an example of something else. Maybe if you, what was that that you were using the example of escaping through any door, of what was the example about? You were actually trying to explain something with that example. It was escaping that seemed to be important. Do you remember back to before Ajahn asked you, what was that? What were you saying then?
That is an example that I would like to take to explain my idea that I will try my best to have a choice to come out of the bad situation.
Right. Okay. So
it's not because it's not mean the reality is the fire. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that when you were saying Sun was mentioning about looking for the door to escape from the fire. And not waiting to understand reality. It was actually the same as Hai's question about in her work.
Yeah.
For example, if she's talking to her colleagues and telling them what to do or holding a meeting, there's an idea that actually this is not the occasion to consider realities because you need to escape from the fire first or you need to get the work done and then when you have a more time or quieter time, then you can understand realities. But to me, it shows not enough confidence in the Dharma because it's like saying this situation is not for the Dharma and another situation, like here, talking about Dharmas, is time to consider Dharmas. But actually, even when escaping through the door from the fire, there are realities like now. There's seeing, there's hearing, there's thinking, there's hardness, there's temperature. So it's not a matter of slowing down or doing something different because it's still reality, so it's still conditioned dharmas and even at that time. So of course if there's a fire now, we all run out of the room, but still just conditioned dharmas that are anatta, just the same. Is that the point?
Yeah.
I would like to know now, there are three doors, right?
Yeah.
Would you like to go out of, from what? Or you just want to be here? When you see the three doors, the way out from here. So what would you like to go out from here?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't know.
You just want to stay?
No.
Even there's doors?
No, if there is then there is fire, I can go
you
out.
You mean that there is no fire now?
I don't see yet.
That's it. That's why Buddha pointed out when is fire and where is it? Otherwise you sit or live on fire all the time, unknowingly. That's why we learn to understand whatever appears now, whether it's fire, very dangerous fire too.
Okay, your question is exactly the same.
Is there fire now?
Last ask. It means loba is a fire. Mm-hmm. But it means that we can avoid.
Not only loba, what else?
I can avoid the loba.
No, I. And when you talk about loba, loba is not I at all. It's conditioned.
Yeah, it's conditioned already.
It's so dangerous.
Yeah, it's conditioned and dangerous. So what else we can do?
Would you like to extinguish it or just let it?
What else can you do? It's already conditioned, it doesn't go. Yeah. Like there's no way out of this room,
there
but there is fire.
Without the teachings, no way out.
Can there be understanding of loba? Can there be understanding of loba?
Can
it be understood?
Yeah.
I would like to say something today about the fire. You mentioned that the Buddha encouraged everyone about to be in bhikkhu, but there is a third sutta of the Buddha, the third sermon, is a sermon of a fire, and the Buddha teaches his disciples, monks, the world is burning with the fire. And what is the world that is burned by fire? And the Buddha explained, I, monks, is the my eye and the visible objects and whatever consciousness of seeing that arises based on that and the contact and the whatever pleasant and unpleasant or neither, it burns. And he says about the same with the air and sound and sound consciousness, and the same with other realities, that it burns by the fire of craving. And he says there is the way out, to go out from the burning. It's in the third sutta, the fire sermon. And so that's what we are doing now. We listen to Dhamma and consider what burns.
And
you
ask the question, that loba burns what?
Yes.
Come back.
Whatever it arises with. It doesn't burn the thing outside.
I don't want you to think we're picking on you or making you. We don't want to. We wonder why, if you are interested in Dhamma, what is your goal? What do you want to accomplish by studying what the Buddha taught? What do you want to do with that information?
What information?
That you're studying Dhamma with your friends?
Yes.
And why?
Why do you
study
Dhamma?
Why I study Dhamma? To know the reality.
Why? Why do you want to know reality?
Saranam, reality.
He means to go.
Yeah, I would like to know the reality, what it is.
So you have no goal other than just to know it, or do you think it will have some result that you will be?
Yeah, to know exactly what the reality it is. I think it would help me for everything.
You want to know the truth, and you don't want delusion and to be misled. You like to know the truth, the verity. Yeah?
Okay, Tamras asked me if I know, you see, Akusala, Chita,
is
that a ghost?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. But the problem is, how can I do?
I think, like you just said before, purpose is just understanding realities. So not how can I anything, but it is by understanding realities, such as lobha, that the answer is clear, because it's through understanding that the danger of lobha, the fire of lobha, will be seen for what it is. So no need to think, how can I, because no I to do anything.
Yes, that exactly the same, that what I think. Because now my panya, my understanding is like I know. So with the teaching of Ajahn, that's teaching of Buddha, that we should know the reality, but the reality is right now, only now, not yesterday, not tomorrow. So I just focus on today, this moment.
I know what you mean. You mean that since you do not understand realities right now, you'd like to study, to listen, in order to understand realities, right?
Not only listen, to live with.
To?
Not only listen, to live with.
You are living.
I mean, not only listen about the teaching, but live with the teaching.
Yes, you are living. But it depends on when there is moment of a pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling, the idea of what can I do? Doesn't mean that there is understanding of reality. But when one studies and listens to the teachings, one begins to see that they are all realities, uncontrollable. But when the right understanding is not strong enough, there can be the idea whether how can I do? At that very moment, it's not the understanding. That's why it indicates that no matter how much one listens to the teachings, it depends on the understanding of Dhamma right now. Because no expectation to just have right understanding at moment of having pleasant or unpleasant feeling only, but any time, they're all Dhammas. So by study and listening more, one can see that it depends on conditions, whether it's time for understanding or it's time for ignorance. Because once you have ignorance and attachment and wrong understanding, taking realities for self, but panya, only panya can understand that moment, whether it's understanding or it's not understanding. For example, right now, we don't have to wait or think about the pleasant or unpleasant feeling. But now, what kind of feeling is there? See? They are all realities. No matter you think, you live with Dhamma or without Dhamma, but there's only Dhamma. No matter seeing is Dhamma, hearing is Dhamma, thinking is Dhamma, pleasant feelings Dhamma, unpleasant feelings Dhamma. It depends on understanding whether you really see reality as not you.
Okay, I understand, and exactly that to know, okay, to understand the reality is not only to hear. For me, I just say it's for me, but not I don't know for other people. Not just to hear, but it happens in every in everything, in every action that I do. I should concentrate to
it's all right to use the word.
Not concentrate, but
just understand.
Just see if it is already the reality or not.
Yeah. In a day, there must be some moments of pleasant feeling and some are unpleasant feeling. And when you have such attitude or idea that I don't mind or I don't care, right? Whether it's pleasant or whether it's unpleasant. Or do you think that they better have understanding of no matter what kind of feeling it is, in order to have no attachment to take it for me or mine or self? So many people just don't mind or not care at all what feeling it is, what reality, what it happens, but with ignorance and the idea of self. But for the other who have understanding, knows that even that moment, right understanding can understand that moment as not self. So no matter what it is, pleasant or unpleasant, it just conditioned to arise and goes away instantly. So it depends on right understanding or ignorance right then. So only you who knows whether that moment is right understanding or it's just you who are not care or mind at all. And what about this moment? Always come to this moment again and again. Many moments of ignorance of seeing, hearing, smelling, touching, as usual.
And this will condition life, more and more life.
Mm-hmm. This moment.
One person think that if the Dhamma is everywhere and they understand about reality, at least knowledge about reality, and they just don't need to go anywhere, just staying at home, and you know, maybe there's no need to go to discussion or don't need to listen to Dhamma because they already understand, he said.
Dhamma is everywhere, who knows? Otherwise, stay home, and Dhamma is everywhere, but who knows?
I think that there is a misunderstanding here in the word stay home. Stay home not means you can stay home, but you can hear everyone in the world said if you want to hear. So, stay home and you can sit with can connect with any people that you want to connect. So the meaning of stay home is not exactly what other people, you know, what it is exactly. Stay home, close door, and only Baba Gajita. Not like this. Yeah.
Actually, it's living alone with Dhamma, whether stay home or go out, whether here or there. But I think your point is it's one needs to hear a lot to really appreciate what is meant by living alone.
Is that stay home?
Is that understanding needs to be considered again?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Even when you are on the bed.
And the reason I rather like Sun's answer about, you know, the goal or the purpose is just understanding realities or truth is because a lot of people say, oh, their goal is to be a better person, to have more metta, to have less dosa, or to have less lobha, or do more good in the world. But this is actually just more clinging to oneself, wanting to be the person with more metta, wanting to be the person with less lobha, whereas actually just understanding Dhamma for sake of Dhamma, understanding truth for sake of truth is the most useful thing.
Yeah, and want to be Arahanta, want to be the first one to know, to prepare for the next life if we cannot Be in the Dhamma situation, everything is...
And actually it's just all more clinging to oneself, wanting to become an arahat, wanting to reach Nibbana, not just understanding reality as it is.
Have to come to discussion, or otherwise the one will burn out, don't have Dhamma anymore. So I don't know what it is, so...
But I think one of the reasons for which motivates most of us to look for the Buddha's teaching is to see that the dukkha, the truth of dukkha, and also the danger of the unwholesomeness. If there's not real understanding of what is kusala and what is akusala, then, and we don't hear enough the wise ones, then we can have just our own ideas. Thinking that we have understanding where various is not. So I think it's one of the reasons that at this level we need to hear a lot about these things, because even distinguishing from kusala, akusala from kusala is so difficult.
And when we say that the goal is understanding the truth or understanding reality, but the question is, what is reality? We need to hear a lot about all kinds of realities, including the ones you just mentioned. Otherwise we just say, oh, understanding the truth, but it's meaningless if there's not really hearing and considering and understanding, seeing now, visible object now, understanding what it means that these are dhammas that are anatta now.
Like you were saying about enjoying the pleasant feelings, so can you distinguish from enjoying pleasant feelings and lobha?
What do you mean with enjoy pleasant feelings and lobha?
It's what you said about enjoying the pleasant feelings.
No, I don't say that look for the pleasant feeling.
When pleasant feelings come, just enjoy it.
I mean, enjoy it mean don't scare about it and don't find a way to how can I say?
You have no time. It comes and it's gone. You don't have no time to...
Excuse me, who doesn't enjoy pleasant feeling?
But it is different of the understanding when you say, this is different, the person who also say like this.
With understanding or with ignorance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only you who know. Shall we review some points we have talked about? Okay. Living alone, what does it mean?
No wonder, just realities like I and visible object and seeing consciousness.
At moment of seeing alone, right? At moment of thinking alone. At moment of birth alone, no one else.
Yeah, it's not exactly clear. Living alone, what it is. The question is not the... It's a seeing alone, the citta is alone. It's not that I don't live with Ajahn. Yeah, I stay with Ajahn. It's not living alone.
Not living
together. Yeah. Sorry.
With what? Yeah. Living together with what?
No, I mean the living alone. We should understand more in if it was conditioned to be alone, like a Robinson. Okay, stay like it, and. Study Dhamma alone, but if we are all together, we have the occasion to stay together.
Can we say that citta experiences an object alone, one at a time?
Yes.
So even now we're sitting here, we think we're sitting here with all these people, but is there living alone at this moment, yes. Just a moment of seeing no people at that moment?
Yes.
Moment of hearing, just hearing, no people.
Yeah.
Moment of thinking, just thinking, no, yeah. No people, only thought about.
Yeah. Exactly. But that is meaning in the reality.
Yes.
Not bring the reality into.
In truth.
Into the normal life.
In truth, in normal life, is there anything except reality? Is there anything else except reality in normal life? So normal life is just realities, one living alone from moment to moment. And this is actually normal life, right?
Yeah.
So whether you're rushing out of the doors from the fire or you're doing your work in the company, actually it's still living alone from moment to moment.
Yeah, exactly. But don't try to be alone so in normal life.
To understand what's meant by being alone.
Try to be alone is another story.
Do we have to try to be alone?
No.
Because? It's always alone.
If it's trying to be alone, then going along the wrong path again.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
When you try to distinguish the alone between the reality alone and you, son is not living alone together with many persons. So what do you mean? What do you mean that what we should do when we live together?
No, I don't say that we should live together. Just live together wherever there is the occasion to live. Not should live together or should live alone. I don't say that.
Can we say, or is Ajahn saying, that whether conventionally speaking, we're living together or living on our own. Actually, in reality, there is just living alone from moment to moment. So it doesn't make any difference whether we're in a room full of people or quietly in the room on our own. Actually, it's still just living alone, seeing and hearing and thinking.
Die alone. Born alone, live alone, with ideas, stories, concepts.